Breaking Point, a drama of the racecourse. It's been adapted in 6 parts by Roy Lomax from the novel of Dick Francis's entitled Nerve. Features Michael Kitchen as Rob Finn. This is episode 1, Death of a Jockey.
Quite happy about her fetchlock. You leave her to me. She'll be fit enough in time to run.
Mr. Keller, excuse me. Mr. Keller.
Yes?
Can I have a word with you?
Not now, Matthews, not now.
Please, Mr. Keller.
Well, can't you see I'm busy?
Just for a minute, please.
Oh, very well. Would you excuse me? Now, what is it?
Not here. Let's go into the saddle room.
Well, Matthews?
About your decision, Mr. Keller. Won't you reconsider, please?
Oh, God, man, not again. We've been over it often enough. I'm thoroughly fed up with the whole business.
I know, Mr. Keller,
but... Now, no one can say I haven't given you every possible chance. No trainer would have done more. Now, you take this afternoon. 3 rides, 1 fancied, and... all of them nowhere.
I did my level best.
You know as well as anybody that owners expect results. And you're not getting them. Now, you can't live forever on your reputation.
But I thought you might let
me... Matthews.
Mr. Keller, I'm desperate. At my age, it's not so easy to get rides. And with this run of bad luck...
Oh, bad luck. Oh, face it, man. You're past your prime. Now, I'm sorry, but I can't afford to use you anymore. And that's final.
But tomorrow...
Oh, yes. I'm stuck with you for tomorrow. But that's the last time you ride for my stable.
Oh, excuse me.
Who are you?
I'm Rob Finn.
You're not a regular jockey?
No, not yet, Mr. Keller. Anyway, sorry to interrupt you.
No, it doesn't matter. We'd finished.
Mr. Keller.
As I said, Matthews, we finished.
Sorry I crashed in like that, Art.
Oh, I just don't know what to do.
I said I'm sorry. Hey, are you all right?
Yeah, forget it.
If you're sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll just hang up this saddle.
Please yourself.
Hello, make way for the conquering hero. No cheering, if you please. Hi, Art. All this winning gets so boring.
Not now, Tick-Tock.
Ah, the sweet smell of success, pal. You just wait till you've sniffed it, then you'll know. Won't he, Art? Art?
Leave him.
I did. Miles behind, didn't I, Art?
I get stuffed.
Where's old Art, I kept asking myself. Trying to win the next race?
Oh, for God's sake.
Or even the race after next.
Damn you, it's not funny.
Well, don't get so touchy in your old age, Art. They'll take away your pension book.
Oh, you can damn well go to hell.
That was rotten, Tick-Tock. You saw the state he was in.
That's life, old pal. Win a few, lose a few. That's the way it goes.
Yes, but all the same.
Don't worry, he'll get over it.
If you say so.
Of course he will. Anyway, Art's been on the losing end for too long. He's too good a jockey for it to last.
That's if he gets the chance.
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing.
Tell you one thing. I'll bet he's been having a rough ride at home. Do you know his wife?
Not really. I've seen her a few times. Cool, I'd say.
Oh, as an iceberg, pal. Complete with icicles. Now, there's a lady who'll be missing the winner's prize money.
Well, did you see him?
Who?
You know who I mean.
Yeah. Yes, I had a word.
And has he changed his mind? Well, did you tell him?
Well, it's difficult to explain.
My God. Here's someone about to ruin your whole career, and you say it's difficult.
Look, it's no good. He's made up his mind.
I see. So Mr. Keller sacks his top jockey, who just lies down and lets it all happen without doing anything. No wonder you don't win races anymore.
Please, look.
And what do you expect me to do?
Well, how do you mean?
Well, you may be prepared to make sacrifices, but I'm not. I want more out of life than the sort of future I can see myself getting with you.
So what are you going to do about it?
I don't know.
I don't like losers, Art. I never have. You know that.
What can I do?
Well, it's up to you, isn't it? If I mean anything at all to you, it's simple. You get him to change his mind. You speak to him again.
I can't. I can't, not again.
You'll be seeing him tomorrow, won't you? You're riding for him, that's your chance. It might help all of us if you can manage to get his horses into the winner's enclosure.
What are you talking about?
Come on, Finn, on the scales.
Right.
That's 10 stone 3.
Yeah, and the rest. It beats me how you get away with it, Rob.
Easy. I've got friends in low places.
Never mind the chat. We haven't got all day. Matthews, you're next.
Look at him. You've got to give credit where it's due. Art's always dead smart. Though I don't know which is whiter, his face or his britches.
Don't stare at him. Come on, let's go out to the parade ring.
But he looks terrible.
All he needs is a winner.
Don't we all? Do you fancy your chances?
I always do.
Talk about living in hope.
Oh, I reckon Steamboat Lil ought to stay the distance.
Her? God. Last time I rode her, she tried to get her hoof in the stirrup and climb up with me. Now, Gagcracker, you could take him anywhere. Especially the winner's enclosure.
All right, I'll let you win this time.
Let me? Listen, pal, Art's the only bloke I've got to worry about in this race. Yeah, I tell you. And Art would back me up. Art, I was just saying to Rob here. Art? Hey, Art! Well, I'll be...
He couldn't have heard you.
You must be joking. I'm going to have a word with him.
Oh, leave it, Tick-Tock. Anyway, he's talking to Mr. and Mrs. Keller now.
Right, I'll see him down at the start.
Tell you what, why don't we both see him after the race? He's got enough on his mind at the moment.
Ah, Rob, you're all heart. An example to blokes like me. But I'd rather
Wait
ride
a minute.
With
it.
Eh?
Art, what's he doing?
I don't know, I can't...
Art! No, Art!
Your attention, please. The stewards regret that owing to a serious accident in the parade ring, the last two races in the program will be abandoned. Tote tickets can be cashed at the yellow windows. Thank you.
Stand back, please. Everyone keep well back.
Take my arm, Mrs. Keller. That's it.
Oh, my God, it's terrible.
Oh, don't look, my dear. Easy, easy now. Oh, it's quite understandable in the circumstances. Steward.
Yes, my lord?
Mrs. Keller shouldn't be here. The first aid room, I think. There's a good chance.
Oh, of course. Come along, Mrs. Keller. Take my arm.
Oh, thank you, Lord, dear.
Well, not at all, my dear.
Take your time, Mrs. Keller.
Excuse me, please. Thank you. Lord Cyril?
Oh, Inspector, I'm glad you're here.
One moment, sir.
Will you please stand back, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you.
An ugly business, Inspector. Ugly.
Yes, sir. If I can just take a look at him.
Of course. Nothing we could do.
Uh-huh.
He's dead, I'm afraid. Yeah. First aid people haven't moved him.
All right, my lord. You can leave this to us now. Did anyone see it happen?
Well, most of the people round the parade room, I suppose. And Mr. and Mrs. Keller, of course.
Uh-huh.
They were talking to him when it happened. Matthews was due to ride Tearaway. Keller's the trainer.
Where's Mr. Keller now, sir?
Well, unsaddling enclosure, most likely.
Oh, thank you, sir. Okay, Sergeant, you can take over.
He's taken it badly, Inspector. Pretty shaken up.
Oh, all the same, sir, I'd like to have a word with Mr. Keller as soon as possible.
Have you seen my socks, Grant? I can't find them.
Try looking in your shoes.
Ah, and there they be. Thanks, pal.
You'd lose your head if it wasn't screwed on.
Hey, Rob, you reckon these britches have had it?
They look all right to me.
Yeah, I suppose so.
What are we going to do about Art stuff?
Always valid, we'll see to that.
Okay.
Oh, boy, what a day.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought it? Art Matthews doing himself in like that.
Oh, it won't be the same without Art. Oh, he was a great jockey.
I'll tell you what, though.
What?
Just like old Art, to let us all weigh out first, at least we didn't lose our 15 quid, eh, Grant?
Mm.
So what are we supposed to do now?
I was thinking we could show our respect.
Oh, well, he always had that.
We'll get a wreath for him.
Yeah, but I was thinking of a bit more than that.
Why, such as?
Well, he always wished we had some hot showers here.
Yes, I'd go along with that.
Well, why not? It's all for the good of the game.
Game. Is that what you call it? After what happened today? It's getting to be more like a bleeding jungle.
Oh, I don't know.
Why, you wouldn't know trouble if it fell on you. You're blind, TikTok. I say racing's beginning to stink.
It's news to me.
Why do you say that,
Phil? Oh, it's everything. Backbiting, gossip, trainers shoving you around, the stewards' inquiries. Yeah. And Art, one of the best. Now he's dead. And what for? You get out while you're in one piece, cock. There's no future to
it. Oh, come off it. After all, Art killed himself.
Yeah. That's what racing's done for him. And his bitch of a wife.
No, Grant, I can't believe it.
She only married him for what she could get out of him. Short-changed him in bed, too, I should think.
It's still no reason for doing yourself
in. Oh, now, how the hell would you know? You're not married. You get no responsibility.
I'll have to make a living.
Yeah, but you don't know what it's like having a woman always nagging you, complaining, sticking the knife in when you're down. You haven't got a mortgage and kids and
easy,
bills and...
Easy,
easy. Yes, easy. That's what it is for you. Easy to say, mate. But you'll get yours too. Racing will finish you one day.
Finn? Anyone seen Rob Finn?
Over here.
They want you in the steward's office now. Seems urgent.
Righto, coming.
Do you still want to lift back to London?
Well, I don't know how long they're going to keep me.
Well, not to worry. I'll hang on here till you get back.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm interested to know what they'll say.
They'll say plenty, mate. But you'll still be none the wiser.
The point is, Lord Tyrrell, the reputation of this track is our responsibility.
I agree entirely.
There must be no hint of scandal.
Well, there's no question of hushing up this incident, unfortunately. It's too public.
And the press will make the most of any dirt they can find.
Exactly, yes, Mr. Keller.
More reason for us to help the police arrive at the facts. Now, come in. Ah, Finn, just the chap. Come in. I shan't keep you long. Just a question or two.
Yes, my lord.
Nasty affair, this. I gather you were there, hmm?
Only a few yards away, my lord.
You saw what happened?
Yes. Art Matthews took out the gun, put it to his head, and that was that.
Yes. Just one thing, Finn. Any reason Matthews should do this? Anything worrying him, would you know?
Oh, really, Lord?
No, fair question. Well, Finn? Yes?
Well, it may have nothing to do with it, but...
Get on with it, man.
Well, I did overhear Mr. Keller talking to Art yesterday about his riding, but it's not really for me to repeat.
Look here. I mean, you're not suggesting Matthews killed himself just because I was dissatisfied with his riding.
I'm not suggesting anything, Mr. Keller.
And you had better not.
Yes, well...
Yeah, well, really, Lord Tyrrell, if jockeys can take a little well-earned criticism, it's time they look for other employment.
Well, that was only answering my question, Keller. I mustn't be too sensitive, trying though the situation is. Well, thank you, gentlemen. This meeting is adjourned.
One moment, Finn. I want a word with you outside.
Yes, Mr. Keller.
And don't know what things are coming to these days. Only the other day I heard that one jockey... Well, thanks for tossing that little bomb into my lap.
I'm sorry, Mr. Keller, but I figured you would have told them already.
Yes. And just as well I did, it seems.
There's no harm done, then.
Oh, you think not, eh? Well, a man's reputation is everything in this game. You ought to know that.
Yes, I know.
So I can't afford to be involved. Now, look, you and the other jockeys surely can't believe that Matthews killed himself because I had decided to employ him less.
Today was supposed to be his last as your jockey, Mr. Keller.
Every jockey knows he'll have to retire one day. And Art Matthews was no youngster. I was as fair as I could be.
Well, Mr. Keller, if, as you say, you treated Art fairly, I don't see why you should feel guilty about it.
Hey, Ernie.
Hello?
Before you go.
Can't stop. This business has made me late enough as it is.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you, we're having a whip round in memory of Art.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, get a couple of hot water shells put in here and perhaps a nice little plaque on the wall with his name on.
Yeah, nice thought, that. Put me in for a fiver.
Okay.
You can keep the £5 you owe me.
Oh, I forgot that. Anyway, thanks.
My pleasure. See you.
Yeah, see you.
Hi, Rob.
Hi.
Well, they didn't keep you long. How did it go?
Oh, all right, I suppose. What can you say?
Cheer up, pal. Art's gone. Being miserable won't help.
Oh, it's not just Art. I keep thinking about what Grant said.
Now, don't you take too much notice of him. Right now, he thinks the coal's all black and the water's all wet.
Yes, but why?
Same as Art, I suppose. Winners have been few and far between lately.
God, I hope Grant doesn't get the sack.
No chance. Not while he's riding for Jim Axminster.
But if he's not winning...
Ah, Axminster's all right. He'll see his jocks through an unlucky patch.
Well, something must have happened to make Grant knock the game.
That's just Grant. This game's no worse than any other, just different. Wait till you've been in it as long as I have.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm fairly new to it. Perhaps I can see it more clearly.
How do you mean?
I can't describe it. There's an atmosphere. People edgy and tense. It's a feeling more than anything else.
Then you're on the wrong wavelength, pal. It's an okay life by me.
Art couldn't have thought so.
Oh, no? Well, I wouldn't mind betting he changed his mind as soon as he pulled the trigger.
I'd like to believe you.
Look, don't worry about it. You go out tonight and have some fun. Tag along with me, if you like.
Thanks all the same, TikTok. But I've got a date. I'm seeing Joanna.
Oh, hey, hey. The old soft light. Sweet music.
She's my cousin.
Some idea of fun. Oh, well, anything so long as it cheers you up and takes your mind off today.
Will you order now, sir?
Yes, please. Joanna?
I think the chicken financier.
Yes, for both of us, please.
Yes, sir. Shall I send the wine waiter?
Yes, thank you.
Water?
Please.
It must have been awful for you, Rob. I heard the news on the radio. Was he married?
Yes.
Oh, poor woman. Well, why did he do it?
Who knows? Pride, most likely. Art was a perfectionist. Probably couldn't face everyone knowing he'd been sacked.
Why in front of everybody?
Not everybody. In front of Keller. After all, he's the chap who'd given out the push.
Oh, excuse me, sir. The wine list.
Oh, thanks. Joanna?
Oh, anything. And not too dry.
Entre deux mer?
Fine.
Half bottle, please.
Yes, sir. Certainly, sir.
How old was he?
Mid-late 30s, but he was still a good jockey. I'm sure someone would have employed him.
But death was preferable to the decline, eh?
He must have thought so.
Well, I hope when your time comes to retire, you won't take it quite so dramatically.
Oh, never mind retiring. I've only just started.
Oh, in 20 years' time, you'll be, what? Mid-40s? With nothing to live on but horsey memories.
And you'll be a fat, middle-aged singer, scared stiff of losing your looks and your voice.
Oh, don't.
Tip the tap.
All right. But you must admit that racing is frivolous and unproductive. It encourages people to waste their time and their money.
You could say the same about music.
Nonsense. Music is cultural.
It's entertainment, and it's big business, just like racing.
Oh, Rob, how can you say that?
Madam?
Thank you.
Sir?
Thanks. Oh, well, never mind the ounces. This looks good.
Mm. You know, I'm surprised at you.
Why?
Well, with your parents, you'd think that some of their talent would have rubbed off on you.
It never got the chance. They were never at home when I was a kid.
Well, they could hardly drag you from one country to another on their concert tour.
Fair enough, so I had to find my own interest. It just happened to be horses.
As a hobby, yes, but it's all right.
Excuse me, sir. You're wine, sir.
Thank you. Yes, that's fine. Leave it out for.
Certainly, sir.
Look, as I was saying, riding's all right as a hobby, Rob. But don't...
Look, Joanna, we never get anywhere on this subject. Let's just agree to differ. Now, eat your chicken like a good girl.
All right. But I'm going to find out more about horse jumping.
It's called steeplechasing.
Or whatever you call it, I've decided to learn all about it. And when I have...
You'll try to convert me to music.
For your own good, Rob.
You hope.
Okay, Rob. Just sling your gear in the back.
Right.
So, what time is it?
Oh, it's just turned 11. I hope we make the course on time.
I always make it on time. Don't worry.
I'm not. It's you that's riding in the first race.
What have you got today?
There's a novice chaser in the third and spotlight in the 3:30.
That's Jim Maxminster's.
Yes. I rode an old filly for him at Dunstable yesterday.
Well, how did you make out?
She came forth.
Great.
There were only 5 runners. Still, Mr. Axminster seemed happy with the performance.
Hers or yours?
A bit of both, I suppose.
Now, let me tell you, you do your best for him, and you won't need to ride for Farmers anymore.
Oh, I'm not expecting too much. At best, he can only give me the odd ride, the ones that Pip Pankhurst and Grant can't handle.
Axminster's no fool. He can spot an up-and-coming jockey. Hey, you could be competition, pal.
Oh, I don't know. I'd hate to put Grant's nose out of joint.
I wouldn't worry about that.
Well,
look, it's a competitive game. You're out to win. It's what you're paid for. And if winning gives other jocks a problem, that's not yours to lose any sleep over. Do yourself a favor.
Yes, sir. What are you riding today?
Cross Patch in the first.
Art Matthews' mount?
Yep.
I thought so.
Hey, you're not still brooding over Art, are you?
It's not easy to forget.
No, not easy. I knew Art for 15 odd years, you know.
That's a long time.
Mm-hmm. That's the strange thing. I'd never have said he was the type to do himself in.
He must have been under some pressure, something we didn't know about.
I suppose so. Hey, we'd better snap out of this. We've got some racing to do this afternoon.
Now the leaders are swinging round into the final straight with 2 to jump. Cossack still, 2 lengths up on the favorite Jingle Bells. Tomboy well placed, so is Perseverance. Spotlight 5 lengths behind. Cossack over the second last, still 2 lengths clear. And Tomboy's a follower. It's between Cossack and Jingle Bells. Finn and Spotlight keeping up this challenge at the last. Cossack and Jingle Bells together. A bad mistake by Cossack leaves Jingle Bells clear. And Spotlight coming with a late run there with a chance 50 yards to go. And Jingle Bells tiring, yes, he's definitely tiring. Spotlight finishing fast on the rails. Jingle Bells holding on, but, well, it'll take a photograph to separate Jingle Bells and Spotlight, I wouldn't like to say. Cossack third, try to toss his fourth, Perseverance fifth for the rest of the field.
Your attention, please. The result of the photograph of the 2:30 race is, first, number 13, Jingle Bells, written by Hopcraft. Second, number 6, Spotlight, written by Finn. Third, number 2, Cossack, written by Higgs. The official distance, a short head and 2 lengths. Thank you.
Nice going, lad. A clever piece of writing.
Easy, boy, easy. Thanks, Mr. Axminster.
Mind you, if you had come in first, Lord knows what I would have said to the owner. Neither of us had a penny on you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't apologize, lad. I asked you to do your best. I'm satisfied.
Thank you, sir.
Tell me, lad. I've been meaning to ask. Why do you ride?
How do you mean?
Well, you do it just for the fun of it? What?
I enjoy it, of course, but I hope to make a living out of it. I'm open for all the rides I can get.
Good, good. You can build up your experience even on bad horses.
Oh, not half you can.
You're showing promise, lad, and I'd like to help you if I can. Are you interested?
Yes, sir. Yes, I am.
Good. I'd like you to take this list.
Yes?
5 horses for next week. Can you ride them for me?
4, yes, but I'm already booked for a novice chase at Leicester on Wednesday.
Can you get off?
Sorry, no, Mr. Axminster. It's for the farmer who gave me the first few rides.
A matter of honor, then?
Something like that.
But you're all right for the other 4?
Oh, yes, sir.
Good. I like your style, lad. Keep it up. I think you could have a future in this sport.
Straight up, Ernie, she said to me, cross my hand with silver, and I'll do you a favor.
Aye, aye. How old was she?
80, if she was a day.
Some favor.
Reading my palm, pal, the gypsy bit, all legit stuff.
Yeah, old codswallop.
Not her, she got my star sign right off.
Scorpio, I bet. You stung me for enough.
I tell you, just a minute. Hey, Rob, I've been looking for you.
Had to go to the saddle room.
All ready when you are.
I've just got to pick up my coat.
You told Joanna you wouldn't be late.
I'll only be a minute.
Right.
If you're not Scorpio, you've got to be Aries.
So that's where you're wrong. I'm Sagittarius, the archer, half man and half horse.
Let's take a look at you. Yeah, she's right. She's right. Hey! Hey, you! What do you think you're doing? Oh!
He'll be all right. Look, he's coming round.
Bob? Oh. Careful, pal.
Oh. My head.
Easy, take it easy.
Here, Tick-Tock. Here's a wet towel.
Ah, thanks, Ernie.
Oh, what happened?
Don't know, chum. You were flat out when we found you.
Oh, that's right. I came in, this fella, going through my pockets. And what then?
I can guess. You've been clubbing.
Oh, that's some bump you got there.
Where?
Ooh. Going through your pockets, was he, Rob?
Yes. Over there on the hangar.
I'll check if you like.
Please.
Let's see, penknife, chewing gum. This one's empty. No, wait a minute. Keys, ball pen. Breast pocket, empty. Well, that's the lot.
Inside pocket?
No, nothing.
Are you sure?
Yeah, nothing here.
Paper? There should be a sheet of paper.
No.
There should be a list. A list of horses Mr. Axminster wants me to ride.
Well, it's not there now.
I don't understand. Who could have taken it? What for? What's so important about that list?
Part one of Breaking Point, a serial for radio dramatized by Ray Lomax, based on Nerve, a novel by Dick Francis. With Michael Kitchen as Rob Finn, Keller was played by Henry Stamper, Art Matthews by Peter Hawkins, Tick Tock Ingersoll by Rio Fanning, Mrs. Art Matthews by Kate Coleridge, Lord Tyrold by Godfrey Kenton, Grant Oldfield by Fraser Kerr, Joanna Finn by Rosemary Miller, and James Axminster by Brian Haynes. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Production was by John Fawcett Wilson.